Hi and welcome to Discover Daily by Perplexity. I'm your host Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. Today, we're diving into some fascinating stories about the latest developments in AI voice cloning technology, curated from Perplexity's Discover feed. First up, OpenAI recently unveiled a powerful new voice cloning model called Voice Engine that can generate natural-sounding speech closely resembling a specific person's voice from just a 15-second audio sample. While this technology has exciting potential applications, from reading assistance to speech therapy, OpenAI is taking a cautious approach to its release due to concerns over misuse, especially in sensitive contexts like elections. OpenAI has implemented safety measures like watermarking and is engaging with partners across sectors to ensure responsible deployment. They've decided to limit access to Voice Engine for now, reflecting a trend in the AI industry of prioritizing safety and ethics alongside innovation. Public reaction has been mixed, with some seeing voice cloning as a game changer, while others emphasize the need for caution and regulation. It's clear this technology is sparking important conversations as it develops. Interestingly, the National World War II Museum in New Orleans is using similar AI technology in their new Voices from the Front exhibit. Visitors can engage in virtual conversations with World War II veterans and home front workers through life-sized projections powered by AI. It draws on pre-recorded interviews to match visitor questions with relevant responses, preserving these important stories for younger generations in an engaging way. The Voices from the Front project aims to capture the diverse experiences of World War II, featuring individuals like Herschel Woody Williams, a Medal of Honor recipient from Iwo Jima, and Theodore Britton Jr., one of the first Black Marines, who later became a U.S. ambassador. As the AI continues learning from visitor interactions, the exhibit is expected to become even more responsive over time. Now that's a powerful application of voice AI to keep history alive. On a related note, let's take a moment to consider a famous thought experiment in AI philosophy. The Chinese Room Argument, proposed by John Searle. Imagine a person who doesn't understand Chinese locked in a room, equipped with a set of instructions for manipulating Chinese symbols. People outside slip questions written in Chinese under the door. By following the instructions, the person can send back perfectly coherent answers in Chinese. To those outside, it appears the room understands Chinese. But the person inside doesn't comprehend a word. They're just mechanically following a program. Searle argues this shows that computers can produce apparently intelligent outputs without genuine understanding. Even an advanced AI system, he contends, would just be manipulating symbols based on formal rules without grasping their meaning. The Chinese Room challenges the idea that appropriately programmed computers can have real mental states and comprehension. It remains a focal point of debate about the nature of intelligence and whether AI can truly think. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Discover Daily. Be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. If you want to learn more about any of the stories covered today, just check the episode description for links. You can also download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS to explore more. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories to share. Until then, stay curious.